This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I saw the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is kind of boring. We're going to talk a little bit about football in a second, just because we've got the Super Bowl coming up. But and in fact, some people want the way we played Pro Bowl to be the way that we play football, like, in the future. And for those of us that hate the Pro Bowl, that feel like it's kind of a waste of time, well, we'll talk about what happens there. But, all right, guys, I got a business idea for you. Right, and I don't know where this is going, okay? It's a business idea. I probably won't do it. For those of you that want to make money, I don't know. Maybe this will work. But did you guys see this headline? I think Girl Scouts are selling their Girl Scout cookies now. Have you guys seen it's like Girl Scout cookie time? All right. I was a Girl Scout for a little bit. I was a Brownie. I was a Girl Scout. But since I moved, when I went to 12 schools, it was really hard to stay with one troop. So, you know, my mom was busy, and to take me back and forth and drive me around to the, it just didn't. And I liked being a Brownie, and I liked being a part of the Girl Scouts, even though some of the girls were mean to me. They were mean. They turned me in. Did I tell you this? My Girl Scouts trooped my butt. I was in the bathroom. Some girl in my class wanted to do something funny. I'm like, oh, yeah, let's do something funny. So she had some crayons, and she wrote dirty words on the bathroom wall in the second grade. And I'm like, oh, I could do that. And then I wrote, and then one of the Girl Scouts, somebody in my troop, or one of the Brownies or whatever, or my older sister Girl Scout, whoever, tattled on me. And then the teacher came in, and I got in trouble. And so I don't know. Then again, I understand that wasn't Scout's honor. That wasn't probably the most appropriate behavior. I did not exemplify that behavior. But anyway, there was a 22-year-old woman who got arrested because she allegedly wiped saliva on a Girl Scout outside Kroger before entering the supermarket and then spitting on an employee's chest. Police arrived at the University Drive store. This happened in Denton. Is that Denton, Ohio? I'm sorry, guys. Denton, Texas. This is in Denton, Texas. So, don't mess with the Texans. I wouldn't mess with the Ohioans either. So, police arrived at the University Drive around 3:26. Several 911 calls reported the woman's behavior. One caller also reported the woman had entered her vehicle and entered the vehicle and ran someone over in the parking lot. Okay, so there was an adult with the Girl Scout. None of the victims on scene wanted to press charges. So obviously this is a woman using spit, spreading COVID, spreading diseases, but she was arrested on a charge of disorderly conduct, offensive gesture, or display in a public place. Offensive gesture. For those of you guys that give people the birds, all right, those are the bird. That's an offensive gesture. You could get in trouble for that. So, you know, here's my idea. Okay, you know, we opened the last show with this girl getting beat up on in school and somebody just giving her a beat down. And I think she was arrested, but I'm not really sure. Or she was cited. I'm not sure, you know, what's going to happen to her, but nobody in class did anything. And we see that there are people that are just mad. Now, I don't know why somebody would be mad at a Girl Scout. What did she do? Or at an employee. But I notice as a physician that people want to get into a fight. People just want to beat somebody up. They just want to, I guess, get, you know, scratch that itch. So maybe we, a business idea, and I'm not sure exactly how this would work. And it's not so much that I want to make money on this or whatever is, I'm wondering if people need an outlet where they could go and cuss somebody out, right? Or just feel like they're getting into a fight. Virtual won't work. Virtual won't work. They won't, you know, because there's that boxing game. People don't feel like they want to feel like, remember, they're animals. You know how, you know, people complain that we have animals in a zoo and we have animals in an aquarium and all that, and you can't recreate their natural habitat. Maybe a business idea is for those people that just want to fight, let them go out in nature, teach them some skills, and let them have it out with an animal. If the animal kicks their butt, the animal kicks their butt. But humans want to fight humans. So maybe there has to be something like a kick-ass club or something like that where there are people they could be, you know, protected or whatever, and they could just, you know, head protection, all that. And if somebody just wants to get into a fight and just get it out of them, you know, they could spar. Now, we have karate, we have Krav Maga, we have that, but the average person doesn't want to go through the learning. They don't want to go through the training. They just want to wail on something. And you know how you have in these cities, you know, just you know, hold on. This is just an idea evolving. I'm probably going to wake up tomorrow and go, it's a stupid idea. But you know how there's like, you know, heroin centers and places where you can get needles. So if somebody's going to shoot up, the city's like, look, we might as well give them safe needles. You know, same thing with sex. Okay, if somebody wants to have sex, we might as well have brothels, and a lot of places have brothels. Now, as you know, studies have shown that does not help decrease rape. Somebody wants to rape, that's because they have a violent streak. That's because they're sick in the head and they're evil. And so, but maybe we just don't let people, I guess, get over their frustration. You know, there's a study that came out saying kids, we shouldn't give babies our smartphone or tablets to calm them down because they need to learn how to calm down themselves. I had to learn how to cry myself to sleep as a kid. I didn't have an iPad to calm down and be distracted. What if there's no distraction? See, with my kids, when they threw a temper tantrum, I'm like, all right, how long is this going on for? I got all day. I take them to the car, let them sit in the car with the window open, going, cry. When you're done, we'll go back in. So I don't know. Maybe we need areas where people could just have their temper tantrum and it'd be okay. I don't know. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So have you guys been watching the Olympics? I love the Olympics. I love sports. I love, you know, the Pro Bowl was kind of boring. But I watch the Olympics. I watch both. And I just love watching the ski and the slalom and the freestyle and the skating. And I don't have time to watch all of it. There's so many different, different events. But I just love the snow and I was like, which is your favorite, winter or summer? I think both, because I love with the summer you have the gymnastics, you have track and field, you have shot put, you have all those. There's tons of swimming, and then I don't know. I just love the Olympics. But man, when I watch these, it's a little weird. It just feels weird. Now, maybe it's because you see the fake snow, and you see the brown mountains, because I guess, you know, they had to make the snow. If a country who is hosting the Winter Olympics doesn't have enough natural snow in order to make sure the slopes are Olympic ready, you know, they have to, you know, help augment the snow. And maybe it's because there's no fans. You see some fans, and you see them kind of, you know, everybody masked up, everybody waving a flag. I mean, it, you know, on one end you could look at it, well, they're cold, so they're staying warm, and so they have face coverings and all that. But it just, it's very, I don't know, it's a little different. So how are we doing? Well, U.S. has won 3 medals so far, none gold, but we have 3 silver. Freestyle skiing, women's mogul Jalen Koff won that. Snowboarding, women's slopestyle Julia Marino won that. And then in team competition figure skating, I guess we won that. And that is American Nathan Chen. I guess he's a gold medal favorite. I think he's going to be doing his I guess, single individual. I don't know. So you guys know more about it than I. I just remember, I mean, the last time I really thoroughly watched the Olympics was 1994, watching Oksana Bayul and Nancy Kerrigan and all that. So I'm kind of a little behind on all the new things they do. Right now it looks like the ROC, is it the Republican, or not the Republican, the ROC, the Russian Olympic Committee has like about 7, is beating us. Canada has 6 gold medals altogether. Netherlands have 5. So, it'll, you know, the U.S. is going to obviously kind of, the U.S. will do it better eventually. But, you know, one thing that's been kind of interesting is you don't really get a lot of look into behind the scenes. And some of the Olympians have been able to upload and send videos of what life is like. And apparently athletes are miserable, especially the ones in quarantine. And you've heard of some where they were ready to go, not even feeling sick. They go for their regular test and, you're positive. And they feel fine, and now they're out. Now, some of them will hopefully, like I think the bobsledder, I think they're going to be able to hopefully be out of isolation in time to go ahead and do their event. But that's got to be horrible. I would be crying. I would be crying if I busted my butt. You know, another thing also that's kind of interesting is, and I'm not going to go through all the names of the athletes, but there's a lot of athletes that that competed and qualified for the Olympics. And because of COVID, they couldn't compete, or they didn't go, or something happened. And so other people then were the alternates, and they were able to take their place. And so if they win, that's fantastic. But you kind of wonder, that what makes this weird is testing positive for COVID and not allowing you to compete, or, you know, having a cold. Whereas prior to COVID, you know, if you had a cold, nobody said anything, and you still got to do what you needed to do. To me, an Olympian is somebody who busted their life the whole time. They competed. They earned a spot, were well enough to compete, and competed. And so when somebody else wins because of a COVID technicality, now mind you, yes, COVID is deadly, and nobody wants to get COVID. I get that. But nobody wants the flu. Nobody wants a cold. Did they test everybody for tuberculosis prior to the Olympics? Did they test everybody for flu? So, you know, some of these Olympians that probably should have won may not win, or their Olympic hopes shattered for life because of a positive test. And they can't really fight it and say, look, there's something wrong with the test. I feel fine. It just, I don't know. It just is a little weird. So Daily Mail as some videos of athletes who have been thrown into virus isolation at China's zero COVID Winter Olympics, and they are miserable, describing crying like crazy, being hauled out of bed at 3 a.m., fed miserable food, the rooms are too small for exercise. These are Olympians. These are athletes. And if they're in isolation and are able to leave isolation, to then go and, you know, how do they, that was my thing. If you have, let's say, next week, your competition, you're supposed to be warming up, and you're supposed to be, you're not supposed to be bedridden for 5 days if you're not sick. Beijing is trying to hold a virus-free event. They cut off competitors and their teams. They put them into a bubble. Tests are taken every day. Anybody who tests positive gets literally dragged off to isolation. You're basically, imprisoned in a way. They say conditions in isolation are dire. Valeria Vasnetsova is a Russian biathlete, claims she was served the same inedible meal 3 times a day for 5 days in a row. It left her so emaciated that her bones were sticking out. Head of German team Dirk Schimmelfennig blasted the unacceptable conditions for his athletes. He says the isolation rooms are too small, not hygienic enough, the food is poor, and PCR tests that athletes must take to free themselves are not being given. Natalia Maliszewska, a Polish speed skater, described being repeatedly moved into and out of quarantine over successive days due to conflicting COVID test results. She said that was traumatizing, and it left her crying and crying. I'm looking at the food. It doesn't look that good at all. And, good food is like, I like a McDonald's burger. I think that. She said during one night of horror, she said officials dragged her out of bed at 3 a.m. in order to take her back to the athlete's village after ruling she was COVID-free, only to later say they made a mistake, took her back into solitary. She said, I was sitting in an ambulance. It was 3 a.m. I was crying like crazy because I didn't know what was going on. I didn't feel safe at all. 387 people from the athlete's bubble right now is in COVID isolation in China. So we're letting China imprison people. I get they're isolating them for COVID. But there's just something so eerie about this whole thing. The exact number of competitors in solitary is not clear. They think it's supposed to be in the dozens. Oh, yeah, so 387 people are in the athletes. Yeah, they say they're in COVID isolation in China. But we don't know how many people are, I guess, quote-unquote, in solitary. I guess meaning sick. Vincent Zhao, an American figure skater and medal hopeful, tested positive on Monday, taken into isolation. Snowboarder Sabine Schaffman also tested positive. So I don't know if that completely kills their chances of competing. Marco Antilla has been locked up in an isolation facility since testing positive 18 days ago. He remains in isolation despite being symptom-free. Remember I said you could test positive for weeks, for months? So you have an Olympic athlete that is now stuck for 18 days in isolation, and they won't let him go home, probably, because he's testing positive. Under China's strict rules, people can only leave isolation after returning 2 negative PCR tests taken 24 days apart. The World Health Organization, however, warns against using PCR tests to determine isolation periods because people can continue testing positive. They're very sensitive kits and traces of virus could remain in your system for a long time. They say they're not getting a lot of food, good food, so they're all, even though they're separate, saying the same thing. Plain pasta, grilled meat on the bone, some orange sauce, some potatoes, plain chicken, no vegetables. Don't they need vegetables? One person said, my stomach hurts, I'm very pale, and I have huge black circles around my eyes. I want all this to end, I cry every day, I'm very tired. Non-athletes on her team are being held in the same hotel. They are getting better food. One got fresh fruit salad and prawns with broccoli. She says, I don't understand. Why is there this attitude towards us, the athletes? Well, because you wonder if maybe, you know, I said that. What if China wants to win in a competition? Can't they just say, oh, you're positive? So, not cool. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden set to meet today at the White House with the German Chancellor. This is USA Radio News. Reaction continuing to come in from Republican lawmakers after the RNC votes to censure two members on Friday.
The Republican National Committee voted to censure Representatives Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger for participating in the House-led investigation into last year's attack on the Capitol. Reacting to what happened, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio on CBS's Face the Nation said those who committed crimes on that day should be prosecuted. He also slammed the January 6th commission in the process.
This commission is nothing but a partisan tool designed to go out and smear and attack and get their hands on as many people as they can, including people that weren't in Washington on January 6th.
Rubio did not have a direct comment on the censuring of his party mates from across the rotunda. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
New Jersey mask mandates in schools will end the second week of March. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Okay, getting this up on Facebook Live right now. All right, so, okay. Things should be way simpler than they are. Supreme Court a few weeks ago said OSHA had no authority to insist that private employers with over 100 employees should mandate or that OSHA could fine them and oversee that these employers give their employees or the mandate to either vaccinate, test, or be fired. Supreme Court ruled 6-3, saying, that was overreach by OSHA. If OSHA went through Congress, if you know, this was voted on, if there was a process, maybe. But for OSHA to say, you know what? All these fines that we do, if you put workers in jeopardy, Now we're going to extend it to vaccines. The Supreme Court said that's an overreach. Then the Supreme Court said, but the CMS rule, the Centers for Medicare Services, the Medicare and Medicaid funding that was being threatened to be pulled from hospitals if those hospitals don't mandate employees can still stay. A 5-4 ruling, Brett Kavanaugh, Chief Justice Roberts, signed with the liberal judges on, yep, hospitals, because this has to do with patient safety, we can move forward with that mandate. That mandate can still stay. So as we talked about last week, a couple of the governors in some states were like, wait a second here, okay? Can you please give us a waiver for our rural hospitals? All right? You're asking our hospitals, in the midst of a pandemic, them being tired, overworked, understaffed, to fire people because there's deadlines coming up. And we have rural hospitals. If you pull Medicare and Medicaid funding, it's going to crush those small towns' medical access. And honestly, the rule, you know, people are like, yeah, go get those doctors, go get those nurses, go get those hospitals. You're the one that's going to get hurt by these mandates if that hospital closed down or they don't have enough staff. How many of you have been told, sorry, we have no beds? Is it that they have no beds because they're full of people, or do they not have beds because they don't have staff? I've worked in hospitals where they go, sorry, no beds. And I'm looking and I go, there's wards of empty beds. Well, if you have no staff, you can't just be in a bed if there's no staff. So as we spoke about last week, the governors of West Virginia and Virginia urged Biden administration to grant a limited waiver to its requirement for rural and state-run healthcare facilities. They wrote a letter to CMS Administrator Chiquita Brooks-LaSher. This was from Governor Glenn Youngkin and West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. They go, we have staff shortages. They said, we recognize the legal process has left this interim rule in place. However, rural and state healthcare facilities in our states are facing an urgent staffing crisis that we believe necessitates relief from the rule. So the CMS rule requires healthcare facilities to establish a policy ensuring eligible workers are fully vaccinated with exemptions allowed based on religious beliefs or recognized medical conditions. But they're worried about the residents in these rural areas if thousands of healthcare professionals are now not able to work. So they're not the only ones. Today we learned, and this is being reported from Becker's Hospital Review, that 16 states are just asking the federal judge to just block it. You know, if these federal waivers aren't going to get done in time, these 16 states are like, what are they going to do for their constituents? I mean, they can't have hospitals closed down or not get funding. So the 16 states are Louisiana, Montana, Arizona, Alabama, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Mississippi, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, and West Virginia. They filed suit with the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Louisiana. So, you have, they're citing, well, one is you have Omicron's resistance to COVID-19 vaccines. You have healthcare labor shortages. They're like, the situation has changed. There's a fundamental structural defect, quote, in the rule. Its one-size-fits-all approach does not account for developing data and circumstances. So 14 of the attorneys generals are from 24 states that are now affected by this Supreme Court decision. Healthcare facilities in all of the 16 states except Tennessee and Virginia face a deadline of next Monday, February 14th. Now, I ask you, do you live in an area where your hospital has plenty of beds, plenty of staff, and they could afford to lose a bunch of staff? Now, there's a deadline of March 15th for full vaccination. So February 14th for them to at least get one dose, March 15th for full vaccination. Healthcare facilities in Tennessee and Virginia had a deadline of January 27th with a full vaccination deadline of February 28th. Now, a CMS spokesperson did not respond to Becker's agency and says, did not comment on litigation, matters of litigation. So here's the thing. I understand there's a lot of people that are pro-mandates. They're like, look, our patients need to know that if they are taken care of by a nurse, if they're taken care of by a physician, that person is COVID-free. In a perfect world, that's beautiful. You know, you can't argue with, you know, some of these people with that want mandates, they're not crazy either. The anti-mandate people aren't crazy, and the mandate people aren't crazy. You know, the mandate people are like, look, I want to know that my doctor's vaccinated, my nurse is vaccinated, and can't give me COVID. The problem with that is that we already have studies saying your doctor and nurse could be coughing on you or breathing on you COVID as we speak. Even the CDC has acknowledged that COVID-infected people, not only testing positive, but with active COVID, can return back to the hospital to help take care of patients in crisis mode. So now the mandate's completely moot. If the reasoning behind the mandate is to make sure that all vaccinated people, like myself, are the only ones in front of the person with not one trace of a single bitty virus and can't spread it, that's not going to happen. Vaccinated people have gotten sick with Omicron. Boosted people got sick with Omicron. So you're hoping that medical provider has no COVID. There's no way to tell. I mean, I know they're trying to make these masks that have like a little sensor on it that can like say, oh yeah, this person's breathing COVID or not. That's cool. That is cool. But remember, the CDC already said, look guys, even if you have COVID, if your symptoms are better, all hands on deck if your hospital needs it. So remember I told you there was a patient I was talking to in Mississippi. I'm licensed in multiple states. And she had an orthopedic issue. And she's African American. And I asked her, I go, okay, do you need a note for work? Because you're having this issue, you know, orthopedic injury. And she goes, oh, no, I got fired. I go, you got fired? What happened? She goes, well, I didn't get vaccinated. And she goes, do you realize, and this was after the CDC made that rule. She goes, my white coworkers who are sick with COVID are going back to work. I have no COVID and I'm not allowed to help the patients. There's something wrong with that. So for those of you that are like, mandate, I respect your opinion. All right? This is America. We all are allowed to have an opinion. But just stop and think about the ramifications. And the ramifications are, these governors are like, I cannot close down any hospitals. Wasn't there like maternity wards in a couple cities that are like, sorry, don't come here if you're pregnant. Vaginas go elsewhere. Because they didn't have enough staff. If there's not enough staff, remember, nurses, respiratory therapists, custodians, you know, these are the people that are the backbone of your healthcare system. Yeah, everybody's like, oh, you know, so what? The doctor, you know, has to get a vaccine and he can't golf that day. This isn't about golf. This isn't about the doctor. You need staff. You need people cleaning the equipment. You need, you know, it's so, you know, this is 16 states. There may be more, but to threaten cutting off funding for your Medicare and Medicaid population, this is a direct attack on vulnerable patients. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, the trucker convoy. Sounds like they might be breaking up a little bit temporarily. Now, this trucker convoy, I don't know if you guys have been following this, but don't mess with truckers. All right? Truckers, they put in long, long hours. They're away from their families. They struggle with relationships a lot of times because they're not there for their family. They're on the roads for days. Their health a lot of times, you know, gets sacrificed because they're at a sit-down job. And they really can't stop and go to the gym every day because if they have to do a 2-day run, they're in a car. Or they're in a truck for 2 days. They get to sleep for a certain amount of hours, and new rules lately in the last 10, 15 years have kind of allowed them to get better breaks, but still, they have to eat on the run. And so their health is already kind of sacrificed for the job, for keeping us going. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, yeah, more lockdowns, more lockdowns. What, how do you think you got a lockdown? How do you think you were able to get your toilet paper and get your food and get your... It's truckers that are doing it. And so when truckers in Canada were mandated to be vaccinated, when they're alone in a cab, they're not usually around people, they don't want to get... You know, don't mess with your truckers. And so they... thousands upon thousands of them decided to trek across the country and then end up in Ottawa, Canada, for demonstrations and then not budge. As a result, Ottawa's downtown has been paralyzed. People are trying to sue them. People are ticked. And now the mayor of Canada's capital has declared a state of emergency. And a former U.S. ambassador to Canada said groups in the U.S. must stop interfering in the domestic affairs of Canada because Americans are sending money, Americans are sending truckers, people are showing their support. Look, you mess with one trucker, you mess with all of them. I love truckers, I do. And again, I mean, you know, they're not sitting there and they're not in hospitals. I mean, I have a problem with hospital mandates. I have a problem with any vaccine mandates. But come on, they're in a truck by themselves. You really need to, well, we need to protect them so then they can continue to do their, they're quitting. If you mandate, they quit. Are the truckers doing their jobs now up in Canada? Mayor Jim Watson said the declaration highlights the need for support from other jurisdictions and levels of government. It gives the city some additional powers around procurement and how it delivers services, which can help purchase equipment required by frontline workers and first responders. So thousands of protesters descended in Ottawa again over the weekend, joining 100 who remained since last weekend. Residents of Ottawa are furious at the nonstop blaring of horns, traffic disruption, and harassment. They fear no end is in sight after the police chief called it a siege that he could not manage. I gotta tell you, I didn't think Canadians were that stubborn. Trudeau's not budging, the truckers aren't budging. I just never know. Wow, these Canadians are pretty stubborn. Now, what's also really cool is this Freedom Truck Convoy. They're feeding the homeless, they're doing things while they're out there. They say the Freedom Truck Convoy has attracted support from many Republicans, including former President Donald Trump, who called Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, a far-left lunatic, quote-unquote, who has destroyed Canada with insane COVID mandates. Canada's U.S. relations used to be mainly about solving technical issues. Today, Canada is unfortunately experiencing radical U.S. politicians involving themselves in Canadian domestic issues. This is Bruce Hayman, former U.S. ambassador to Barack Obama. He says Trump and his followers are a threat, not just to the U.S., but to all democracies. Well, you know, okay, listen, I don't like the idea of there being gridlock such that first responders can't get to where they need to. You know, but I also don't like the idea of you taking people that keep us alive, that get supplies to those hospitals, and you force to inject something into their body. Let them have a choice. And you know, a lot of the people there are vaccinated, but they just want the mandates to stop. So Hayman said, under no circumstances should any group in the U.S. fund disruptive activities in Canada, period, full stop. Okay, but you might be making sense to some choirs, but the trucker choir, and don't you realize many of these trucks go intra-country? I mean, the supplies, when we have made in Mexico, that's coming up through a truck, right, from Mexico, made in Canada. We're getting stuff from Canada, right? I mean, this is how these things are coming. So, yeah, Americans are concerned. Because Canada could say, wait a second, show us your papers, show us that you're vaccinated. So, we're being told that things might be kind of loosening up in terms of the truckers reorganizing. We're being told from the Montreal Gazette that after police warned tolerance or their tolerance for illegally parked truckers was ending, some drivers, so it looks like they leave a lot of times on Sunday, but then they come back. And they're saying they're going to return in even greater numbers in 2 weeks. According to Bernard Rambo Gother, He said, we propose that we continue to protest today, then we will leave this evening, and we will come back to close down the carnival. He said, we have 15 days to talk to our families, our friends. We will meet again in 2 weeks, but there will be a lot more of us. The Carnival de Quebec kicked off this Friday, which ends February 13th. So some truckers will not budge, but they say on Rene Levesque Boulevard, all had departed. Some truckers declared a convoy on Montreal is also imminent, so they're going to maybe take this to Montreal. Apparently, people who tried to give them gas and bring fuel were threatened to be arrested. And then the GoFundMe was usurped. So this GoFundMe, this was interesting. Apparently they raised about $9 million before GoFundMe said, you're not getting this. And I thought it was the money was going to be refunded to everybody that donated. Now, my guess is because there's a footprint, an internet footprint, maybe somebody's looking at the data. I don't know. But organizers of this trucker-led protest apparently have a new platform to get funds. One of you had said, how could you help fund the trucker convoy? I don't know, but according to the Washington Post, there's a new fundraiser hosted by GiveSendGo. GiveSendGo is known as the number one free Christian crowdfunding site. And they reported Sunday that the Freedom Convoy campaign has raised several million dollars 2 days after GoFundMe announced it was freezing more than $8 million of their donations. Now, Republican officials are starting to announce investigations. Now, we heard that GoFundMe said, okay, look, we'll give it back, but I don't think it's been done yet. So, GoFundMe took down the fundraiser, and then I believe they were supposed to get the money back. And the company said donors had until February 19 to request to receive a full refund. Any remaining funds after that date would be distributed to verified charities frozen by the Freedom Convoy 2022 organizers. Less than 24 hours later, GoFundMe announced it was revising its original plan in response to donor feedback and that all donations will be automatically refunded. Yeah, that was odd. So you have to fill out a form to get your money back. They could just reverse it and... So they go, to simplify the process of our users, we will be refunding all donations to the Freedom Convoy 2020 fundraiser. This refund will happen automatically. You do not need to submit a request. Donors can expect to see refunds within 7 to 10 business days. Now, people, though, are still asking for an investigation into them. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida said he plans to consult with the state's attorney general to look into the matter. He said, I will work with Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody to investigate these deceptive practices. These donors should be given a refund. He also appeared, I guess, there's been accusations that they might be pocketing the money. So once a GoFundMe gets, and I use GoFundMe in terms of, you know, for help, you know, I recommend people go there for certain fundraising causes. It looks like they don't want an investigation. So very interesting. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.